The issue of faith in this country, to me, is something that's so fascinating, given what we're seeing with the rise of Islamism around the world. And our country's based on freedom of religion, freedom of speech, those individual freedoms that we hold so dear. How will you respond to the questions about the specifics of your faith? And given the fact that, you know, obviously it's a majority Christian country, evangelicals, some have expressed concerns about having a Mormon in the White House. How do you respond?
Well, I think America very much wants to have a person of faith lead the country. And I don't think they particularly care what brand of faith that is. As Dr. Richard Land said, we're not electing a pastor in chief. And of course people want people of faith who support the Constitution, who support the rule of law, who love America, and who share their values. That's what they care about. Does the person who's running for office share the values that they have and have a vision for America that will make our land more secure and prosperous? Now, if people want to ask me particulars about my faith, why, I'd say, you know, I'm not a spokesman for my church. If you want to learn more about it, there are plenty of people who are happy to be a spokesman. Because frankly, in running for a secular office, running for a position like President of the United States, I very definitely subscribe to the words of Abraham Lincoln when he was giving a Lyceum address back when he was a young man, 28 years old. He said that Americans subscribe to America's political religion. And that political religion says that when you take the oath of office, that's your highest promise. And that promise is to abide by the Constitution and to abide by the rule of law. And by the way, the Constitution's pretty clear on this. Article 6 says no religious test shall ever be required for qualification for office in these United States. And I don't think the American people are about to impose some new religious test the Constitution proscribed.
Well, I think religious liberty is such a bedrock principle of this country, and religious freedom. And, you know, it wasn't so long ago that Catholics were not welcome.